Atlantic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Greer. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Good to have you along for the ride today. And here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, continues to lie right along with President Joe Biden about the situation at the southern border. He says it's closed. Yeah, okay. Number two, Republican candidate for governor of California, Caitlyn Jenner, says boys should not be allowed to compete in sports against girls, at least not the high school level, drawing plenty of comments. And number one, the battle of the gain-of-function roulette game that was played by China with the entire world paying the price back in the headlines today. That because it's becoming ever more clear that the SARS-CoV-2 virus that triggered the pandemic of 2020 most likely escaped from the Wuhan lab before spreading worldwide, killing millions of people, destroying the economies of dozens of countries. In fact, right now, Victoria, Australia, locking down for another week as a variant there is spreading quickly. So more lockdowns, more quarantines. Dr. Anthony Fauci and others were back on Capitol Hill to face tough questions on Wednesday about why the Biden administration ended an investigation into the Wuhan Institute of Virology less than 2 months ago. I mean, you'd think they'd have to have the idea they're on the right track, right? Or maybe they just didn't want to admit that former President Donald Trump was exactly right, again, when he said the virus came from the lab. Or admit that former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was right when he said he'd seen the evidence. Or they didn't want to admit that Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, was spot on when he said the virus likely escaped that lab, and he made those comments all the way back in January of 2020, before COVID-19 was even called COVID-19. Let that sink in for just a moment. Now, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana is a hard-hitting, take-no-bull kind of guy when it comes to asking important questions. And the big, really big question these days is why Democrats, liberals, and their playdates in the media collectively mocked the idea that SARS-CoV-2, that virus that triggered the pandemic, had escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which also happened to be what, like I said, President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo kept saying when they were in office. Now it appears all of the naysayers are being struck by the reality that it appears to be exactly true. The virus escaped the Wuhan lab. The Chinese Communist Party lied about it. And the playdates in the media, they went along with it. Listen to Senator Kennedy.
Why did y'all spike the prior administration's investigation into the origins of the coronavirus and whether it could have come out of the Wuhan lab?
Sir, we did not spike anything in the prior administration. I'm not sure what you mean by spike, but we have no influence.
The State Department spiked the prior administration's study.
But that has nothing to do with the National Institutes of Health.
So they didn't consult with y'all?
They did not.
Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
Doc? They just spiked it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You don't want to answer that one, do you? And in an encore presentation, Senator Kennedy tried to determine just how much influence the Chinese Communist Party has when it comes to controlling the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization was in charge, of course, of that investigation. When it came to the Wuhan lab, they dismissed it. They poo-pooed it. And he has, shall we say, a unique way of getting things across, does Senator Kennedy. Listen to this.
Can we agree that if you took President Xi Jinping and turned him upside down and shook him, the World Health Organization would fall out of his pocket?
I don't think I can answer that question, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, do you think that the President Xi Jinping has undue influence over the World Health Organization, do you?
I have no way of knowing the influence of the President of China over the WHO.
If you took President Xi Jinping and shook him upside down, would the World Health Organization fall right out of his pocket? Yes, I believe it would. But here's what's wrong with that whole conversation. That's cute. That's funny. It's to the point. Sarcasm is important. But the Biden administration is punting once again on what should be American control of the investigation. American intelligence agencies should be leading the charge to find out where this came from and proving finally beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was the Wuhan Institute of Virology where this originated. But no, the Biden administration instead wants to put the World Health Organization back in charge of the investigation that it dismissed just 2 months ago. They want to put the World Health Organization that is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party back in charge of looking for the root cause of the worldwide pandemic. Who's in whose pocket? Maybe if you turn Xi Jinping upside down and shake real hard, Joe Biden will fall out. Consider that. Now, there was a time when Joe Biden was a candidate for president, the weakest candidate for a major political party since George McGovern, I'll grant you, but boy, did he talk tough. Joe Biden talked tough about dealing with China, telling us how he would hold them for the pandemic. Darn it, he was going to get to the bottom of it. He was going to tell them how things were going to be. He was going to give them hell. Like Bob Dylan said, boy, the times, they are changing. Here is how one of his people yesterday dodged the whole question. Listen.
Has the president specifically asked or made this ask of President Xi of China for their cooperation in this effort?
I'm not going to go into details of private conversation that the president may have had with President Xi.
But what I would do were I president now, I would not be taking China's word for it. I'd insist that China allow our scientists in to make a hard determination of how it started, where it's from, how far along it is.
Lies, lies, and more lies. Well done, Joe. Even in his dementia, he's still able to fabricate over on 60 Minutes, meanwhile, Leslie Stahl hammered the Biden administration and the lead investigator for the World Health Organization that claimed the CCP was asked about the possibility the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. And he said they said no. As you listen to this, keep in mind, these are the same people that Joe Biden wants back in charge of the second investigation. Here it is.
He says the team did look into the leak theory during a visit with lab scientists and deemed it extremely unlikely.
We met with them. We said, do you audit the lab? And they said, annually? Did you audit it after the outbreak? Yes. Was anything found? No. Do you test your staff? Yes. No.
But you're just taking their word for it.
Well, what else can we do? There's a limit to what you can do. And we went right up to that limit. We asked them tough questions. They weren't vetted in advance. And the answers they gave, we found to be believable, correct, and convincing.
But weren't the Chinese engaged in a cover-up? They destroyed evidence. They punished scientists who were trying to give evidence on this very question of the origin.
Well, that wasn't our task, to find out if China had covered up the origin issue.
No, I know. I'm just saying, doesn't that make you wonder?
We didn't see any evidence of any false reporting or cover-up in the work that we did in China.
It's not our job to find the cover-up. Oh, we didn't see any evidence of a cover-up. Because you weren't looking. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
To fireworks, you want to put on a show. And Sparky's Fireworks Outlet is the professional way to go. Over 600 products from supplies to pyrotechnic grade fireworks. Huge savings and bundle discounts on already low prices. And see before you buy with video previews. Bring the thunder and the action. Sparky's Fireworks Outlet in Jackson. Half mile east of Meyer on Ann Arbor Road. Sparky'sFireworksOutlet.com. Or call Sparky direct at 517-290-5834.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from